Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by PepsiCo Foundation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're kicking off the morning with some truth talk about Paul Manafort. Manafort allegedly evaded taxes. That's what he's going on trial for beginning today. But his situation is instructive in thinking about the current corporate climate in D.C. For starters, being a lobbyist ain't what it used to be. Blue chip clients like Fortune 500 companies used to shell out massive retainers to lobbyists for basic government relations work. No longer. So many lobbyists who want to keep up their high-flying lifestyle or make their corporate overlords happy have gone overseas to represent despots and strongmen who are willing to pay piles of dough because they have massive reputational problems and a hard time finding someone willing to take up their cause in the U.S.
To sum it up, foreign clients are often willing to pay 10 times the fee for a sliver of the work. That's created a skewed incentive structure that encourages operatives to take work from unsavory figures. And while unsavory, it's attractive work. Countries fly American lobbyists all over the world in first class. They pay huge sums. They treat these influence peddlers like royalty. Tony Podesta saw himself as a man about the globe. Who wouldn't like that? But the bad apples get caught. Manafort had it good. 60 million bones from Ukraine is a lot of coin. Jack Abramoff got caught. He pleaded guilty to mail fraud for trying to bribe public officials, and oh yeah, tax evasion. Some say that's what's about to happen to Manafort.
Here's what to expect today. Darren Samuelson fills us in on the state of play. There's one final pretrial hearing at 9 a.m. in Alexandria, where Judge Ellis is going to work through some late debate over some of the evidence both sides want to show during the trial. Then it's time to pick the jury, with voir dire starting at 10 a.m. There are about 60 potential jurors still in the mix, with Ellis planning to tap 16 people, including four alternates, for the trial.
On the political front in recent days, the general consensus among Republican operatives and aides seems to have shifted, and most people we talk to say the GOP will lose the House if the election was held today. Of course, the election is 3 months from now, but the political picture has darkened for the GOP. Meanwhile, on the world stage, the Washington Post is reporting that U.S. spy agencies are seeing signs that North Korea is working on new missiles. And the New York Times has a report that Iran isn't interested in meeting with President Trump.
The Times is also reporting on the Trump administration considering a unilateral tax cut for the rich, where it would bypass Congress and grant a $100 billion tax cut that would cut capital gains taxes. We've got a playbook scoop. The Congressional Leadership Fund, the House GOP Leadership Aligned Super PAC, has reserved $2 million in TV advertising in Chicago to boost Congressman Peter Roskam. Republicans were down on Roskam a few months ago, so this might be a sign that his political standing is improving.
Jonathan Martin has a look at how the Florida governor's race is testing the theory that all politics are local, with diminished local media and Fox News setting the tone for Republican politics. The Post is also reporting on FEMA's personnel chief, who recently resigned. He is under investigation for harassing women, and that he may have hired possible sex partners for his male employees.
Alana Shore has a story on Joe Manchin's meeting with Brett Kavanaugh. So far, the West Virginia Democrat wants another meeting with him, but called the two-hour session very productive. In the juice, Tom Collamore is leaving the U.S. Chamber of Commerce after 11 years. He was the trade group's top communications official. He's starting his own strategic consulting firm, but will continue to serve as counselor to the chamber head, Tom Donahue, for the rest of the year.
America First Action says it's about to begin spending money in Ohio's 12th district on behalf of Troy Balderson, the GOP nominee. The group plans to spend $200,000. The election is August 7th. CLF has spent $2.4 million, and the NRCC has spent more than $950,000. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president is signing the Strengthening Career and Technical Education for the 21st Century Act into law this morning. He will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. In the afternoon, Trump will fly to Florida, where he will hold a workforce development event at Tampa Bay Technical High School. He will then head to the Florida State Fairground Expo Hall, where he will hold a political rally before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.